The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. God uses us for specific reasons, because he is all sovereign and knows what is best for the building of his kingdom. He is blessing our lineage when he uses us. God sets it up for all of us to be a blessing for his children. Your purpose and influence are greater than your thought process. Somebody prayed for you and believed God would answer that specific prayer. When God grants prayers over a person's life, he has a purpose over that life. But so many times we get in our own way of our purpose. We get arrogant and think it's our word and not God's plan that should be honored, as if we have sovereignty. Our disobedient mindset produces our opinion, an extreme lack of discipline, and a self-serving spirit the enemy plants. Blessings from God work for the multitude, not just you. God will use you to bless others with your obedience to his direction. Faith in God means trusting his way in our trials as well as in our ministry. We may feel people need a word to fear God because of their lifestyles and what they glorify, but God may direct you to give the people a word of love, forgiveness, compassion, and direction to seek his face. We see people for what they do and say, God sees us all for what is in our hearts. There are some who wear the colors that represent holiness, but have spirits filled with unrighteousness. Heavenly power produces a heavenly spirit. Earthly thoughts and actions create chaos. For those of us who have been converted, who have a testimony, who have a personal relationship with Christ, we must remember our humble spirit corrects our thoughts. It is a humbleness toward lost souls that leads them to find peace, joy, love, and hope in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, New International Version. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can remain in the fold of receiving God's love when we pray for one another and encourage each other with the love of God as our influence through Jesus Christ. Things happen, people go through changes, situations occur, storms come, darkness will fall, sickness can strike, death may even have to be endured, but God's love stays. Our tribulations and difficult experiences can affect our hearts, emotions, and even the direction of the life we are faced to live, but it's never because of God not loving us or Him leaving us. God will never leave us, and because of that, our hard days are proof of this. The tough times we have and get through are because of God. Our trials are our personal testimony of God's love and Him answering our prayers. Everything may not make sense to us because we are human and the spiritual war is being fought, but we have the victory in Jesus. Our faith in God keeps us safe from losing the spiritual battle regardless of what the world throws at us. Hold on to God, His word, His love, and be encouraged in faith. His Son, Jesus Christ, has intervened on your behalf, and the victory is yours.